Speaking frankly, I inwardly, personally discern the centre of my confession not in my lack of knowledge of all the rules and procedures of writers, but in my non-possession of what I have called the bon ton literary language, infallibly required in contemporary life not only from writers, but also from every ordinary mortal. As regards the former, that is to say, my lack of knowledge of the different rules and procedures of writers, I am not greatly disturbed. And I am not greatly disturbed on this account, because such ignorance has already now become in the life of people, also in the order of things. Such a blessing arose and now flourishes everywhere on earth, thanks to that extraordinary new disease, of which for the last 20 to 30 years, for some reason or other, especially the majority of those persons from among all the three sexes fall ill, who sleep with half-open eyes, and whose faces are in every respect fertile soil for the growth of every kind of pimple. This strange disease is manifested by this, that if the invalid is somewhat literate, and his rent is paid for 3 months in advance, he, she or it, unfailingly begins to write either some instructive article or a whole book. Well, knowing about this new human disease and its epidemical spread on earth, I, as you should understand, have the right to assume that you have acquired, as the learned medicos would say, immunity to it, and that you will therefore not be palpably indignant at my ignorance of the rules and procedures of writers. This understanding of mine bids me inwardly to make the centre of gravity of my warning my ignorance of the literary language.